The executive order on sick leave President Obama announced today is not the only national initiative on worker benefits out this summer. A U.S. Court of Appeals recently upheld a new Labor Department regulation requiring that home aides be paid overtime. Long-term care for an aging population is a workforce increasingly in demand, but still struggling with low wages and few to no benefits, while unions representing them are trying to grow in strength. In California, efforts to improve those conditions led to a big merger this summer of home care and nursing home workers. The Service Employees International Union's LaFonza Butler is behind that move. She's with us from her home in Los Angeles. Welcome.
Thanks so much, Peter.
You've said that we're in a senior care crisis. Why is that?
Our nation is facing an incredible crisis as our largest generation, the baby boomers, are reaching 65. We also are seeing incredible medical advances that are allowing for longer life and longer time with managing any chronic illnesses. And so lots of our baby boomers want to stay at home. Over 90% of them want to remain in their homes. Over 90% of them would want to have home health delivered. And as a nation, we're unprepared. In California alone, there's expected to be 40% more seniors who will need home care services, and we simply do not have the workforce. And that's really behind the work that SEIU has been doing in California and nationally. No one wants to or can work for $13,000 a year with no health care, no paid time off. We've got to make these jobs better jobs so that our seniors can get the care that they need, that they've deserved and worked so hard for.
Well, you're seeing growth in this industry, as you say, but of course, union membership nationwide continues to go down. Why do you think that unions have the clout anymore to deal with issues like this?
I think because it's not about union clout, Peter. I think it is about what is needed in our community. Everyday workers need to have a collective voice to make change. And that's all a union is.
It's easier to mobilize in places like Los Angeles, where you are, perhaps Seattle, which has made big changes to its minimum wage law. New York City, for instance. Are unions still relevant in the middle part of the country?
I think unions, worker organizations, the power of everyday people is absolutely relevant. You named off a couple of places where the minimum wage has increased, but not on your list were places like Kansas City, Missouri, or even when voters in 2012 went to the ballot in places like Arkansas and raised their minimum wage. That didn't have to do with the union per se, but it was about the choices and voices of everyday people, and we can't count those voices out.
Mm. Unions probably need to adapt new strategies. Labor is a very different landscape than it was 20 years ago, 40 years ago. What new strategies is SEIU using to acknowledge this, to work differently within the system?
Well, we're pursuing all kinds of new strategies, Peter. One, you know, if you look at the economy as it is developing, and the emergence of the gig economy, the Uber, the Airbnb, labor today could choose to ignore those kinds of developments in our economy, or we could choose to engage differently. And I believe SEIU is willing to engage differently. Here in Los Angeles and across California, we have been speaking specifically with application developers who are in now the home care business, where they're making it just the accessibility of home care at the fingertips of families who need it. And I think that is a place where the union can engage to make sure that standards are being met. And that's where we want to engage.
Is it more a matter of engagement, though, and not necessarily trying to get those workers that you just mentioned to join your union?
It's about getting those workers to form whatever kind of worker organization works for their work, to ensure that they are getting the kinds of protections and worker voice that a union might provide, but that might take a different form. It's a different economy, and we've got to be willing to allow workers to form organizations that meet the economies and the work that they're doing.
And it's much harder in this country to get people signed up for labor unions. But before we let you go, it is Labor Day. I want to ask you, do you think this holiday has lost some of its impact for Americans?
You know, Peter, I don't. I think that Labor Day is still a day where families, whether they know it consciously or not, are able to celebrate the weekend, are able to celebrate that we no longer have children working in factories in this country. And I think that the more we begin to think about Labor Day as a day of celebration for the work that those who came before us have done, and an excitement for the work that all of us have to continue to do, I think that it is still a relevant day.
LaFonza Butler is provisional president of the Service Employees International Union Local 215 out of Los Angeles. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Peter.